You're listening to the Rounding Third Baseball Podcast, presented by Beyond the Monster.
I'm your host, Jay McGowan. We have one of the Marlins' top-rated prospects with us today, Tauren Montgomery. How are you today?
I'm good, man. I'm happy to, you know, we got some time to talk some shop. So, yeah, glad to be here, man.
So my first was going back to your college career. When I started at Boise State, and that was when their first season for varsity, it's 1980. What was it like to be part of that?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, since 1980, there's no baseball program. So, you know, being a part of that startup, and actually there was for a couple years there, they had brought some guys in, you know, guys who were sacrificing a year, you know, of their eligibility just to be able to grow that program. But man, I remember, I didn't even realize how good I had it. You know, starting off, because you know, college baseball, it can be tricky, but you know, and being a part of a brand new program, you know, we were able to start something original, you know, tremendously unique, and you know, the coaching staff, all the guys, like I remember my time there, you know, very fondly. So you know, there's no doubt I wouldn't be where I am today, you know, without that, despite it being, you know, shortened. You know, still very grateful for that.
Do they have a blue field when you played for them that year?
So no, but that was because we were just starting. So we played at the Boise Hawks facility, you know, former affiliate, and now they're independent ball. I think they're in the Pioneer League, but they were building a stadium and it was going to have blue turf. So we were all bought in on that. I thought it would have been really cool. Like I said, like super unique. It obviously didn't work out. You know, they got a few feet in the dirt and then COVID hit and just didn't work out. So it's all right though.
I remember just watching their football program. Whenever I see their games on TV, that's the one thing that always stands out to me.
Yeah, no, that place is awesome. Like I remember just going to the football games on that Smurf turf, and like brings a certain type of electricity to it. So definitely miss that.
Yeah. Then after that, you spent some time at Mizzou. I was wondering, how were some ways you were able to improve your game during your time in Missouri?
Yeah, I remember, you know, just towards the end of my time at Boise, obviously I was young, 18 turning 19, really started to learn control of my barrel, you know, working throughout the field. And then when I got to Mizzou, you know, totally different experience, you know, but one that also benefited me a lot, playing against the top competition college ball in the country, you know, working with, you know, some great coaches, you know, program that we really worked hard to improve, at my time there. And for me personally, I felt like I saw a lot of growth just, you know, being around the game at, you know, a high level. You know, improving myself, improving my, you know, mental state throughout the game. Everything that went into it was just you know a test and dealt with a lot of adversity. You know, but I came out a lot better. So grateful for my time there just as much.
I know you kind of had a unique draft process because you were drafted by the Marlins twice. Yeah. So what was it like to go through that a second time? Was it kind of a full circle moment for you?
A little bit, yeah. I remember out of high school, you know, obviously I was committed to Boise State. You know, I was really excited to, you know, to get over to that program. You know, my name got called, you know, had some conversations with the organization. But eventually decided to, you know, choose college ball. And then there's a lot of, you know, as the organization does, they'll make changes throughout the years. And 3 years later, you know, I actually ended up talking to some of the same scouts, you know, that were looking at me in the Northwest area, But now I'm in the Midwest area, so there's a little bit of a disconnect there. But at the same time, it's like, yeah, you could tell there's good people around, you know, that are really rooting for you and, you know, want to see you do big things. So when the time came to join Pro Ball, when it was the Marlins, it just made perfect sense, and it's been great since.
And were they the team that showed the most interest the second time you went through the draft process?
I would say so. I mean, sometimes you're left in the dark, and I know for a majority of guys who end up getting drafted, they might not even know it. But for me, you know, it was another kind of unique story because, you know, kind of sitting around, you know, wondering, those doubts run through your mind, you know, am I gonna have to go back to school for another year? You know, I really want this opportunity, you know, but I want it to be, you know, a good fit. But you know, just talking with, you know, the members involved in the organization, it's one of those things where it's like, the second you see your name up there, it's like, it's over. Let's go. It's go time.
Yeah, I always find that interesting just when that happens in baseball, just with how many guys, if they get approached out of high school and then, 4 years later, you could end up back with that same team that called the first time.
Right. Yeah. And you know, like I said, I really didn't have any idea. But yeah, it was perfect.
Yeah. And so far, what are some of the biggest adjustments that you've had to make in the minors compared to college?
I would say the one that first popped to my mind is kind of just that everyday part. You know, in college you have to deal with a lot of different things. You know, obviously there's a big social scene. But apart from that, there's, you know, you're playing Friday, Saturday, Sunday, maybe one time during the week. You get to pro ball and it's every day, and it's almost like the second you can get out there, it's, you know, the best way to learn how to swim is to jump in the water. So I feel very fortunate, you know, I'm very grateful, you know, for everything that's happened, but it's that everyday grind, you know, and it's a bigger mental test, and you know, obviously the game gets better, so as things speed up, you try and slow it down. The better you can do that, the more success you'll have, and the more that you'll be able to keep your mental almost on that same level, you know, to keep on moving up.
Have you got any advice from anyone in the Marlins system that's kind of stuck with you the last couple of years?
Actually remember, it was probably during my first week, you know, right after I got drafted, and I was talking with, you know, our hitting coordinator, Tom Slater. And you know, we're just talking the game, and he comes up to me, he says, hey, you got to take something good from every day, because you know, like, you're gonna have great days, but there's a lot of days where, you know, it just feels hard, and you might not have had a good day, or but there's always something to learn. There's always a win that you can take away, you know, whether you went 0 for 4 or 4 for 4. You know, you got to walk away knowing what you can do better, and how you got better that day. That piece of advice, you know, has always stuck with me, because when you think about it, I mean, over the course of a long year, you got to take something positive from it. And I don't even know if he remembers that conversation, but that's something I still think about. The cool part is, like, it's every day, you know, where I get something. And you figure out the rhythm of the game, and kind of the speed that you want to play at. You find out more about yourself and the speed that you want to play at. And yeah, I mean, every day is a great lesson, and try to take something positive from it.
Yeah, that's one thing I love about baseball. I was watching a movie last night, and one of the things that one of the characters said, he was like, "Yeah, if going th 3 for 10, it's a good day in baseball."
Crazy, crazy to think about. But yeah, I mean, it's one of those games where, I mean, you correlate it to life, you know? I mean, the bad things are gonna happen, and it sounds cliche, but it's really just how you deal with it. What movie?
It was, I think it was The Catcher Was a Spy. I think it was about, it was like a world,
Okay.
it's on Netflix. It was a World War II movie about a guy who was a catcher for the Red Sox, and I think it was probably like the 40s. And then they kind of just recruited him because of his athlete and because kind of a lot of his intellectual background. But it was like funny to see that movie starting out with Fenway as the first scene, and then a half an hour later you're in like World War II Germany. And especially being like a sports guy, so I was like, oh, you know, I wasn't expecting to relate this movie that much to baseball, but it's a cool thing that stood out.
All right, I'll have to give it a shot.
I think it's Paul Rudd. If you're a Paul Rudd guy, he's like the
All right.
main guy in it.
Okay, yeah, I could definitely get behind that.
So, but also my next one was, do you have a favorite minor league stadium that you've played at so far?
My favorite stadium that I play at. I mean, last year I spent most of the time in the Florida State League, and that was kind of my only experience within the minor leagues. I really liked, you know, it's historic, it's old. There's not a lot of new facilities, but Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona, where the Reds affiliate plays, the Tortugas. I really like that one. I mean, they brought a good crowd every night, and I'm just thinking about the history there. You know, it kind of felt cool. It's like, man, like, yeah, Jackie really played here. You know, it gives you that perspective where it's like. We're here, you know, and he was here too. So, yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, all right, yeah, I definitely feel some roots here. It's good energy in that ballpark. Aside from that, when I made it up to the Midwest League, the other Reds affiliate in Dayton, so cool. I think it's like an hour and a half outside of Cincinnati. So they just pack that place every night. Good atmosphere. Like, you know, Dayton is a pretty cool place. You know, got to check that out. So I enjoyed that ballpark too. Not to give too much credit, you know, to the Reds, but yeah, I like those.
And no, the Jackie Robinson one, that's what I've always heard of. I was in Tampa last year, so I got to see some of those ballparks, just the spring training ones. And then there's kind of a lot of other stadiums I didn't get to go to that I really want to check out. And that was probably like number one or number two or three on my list.
Yeah, I mean, make it out there. It was there in July, so it was like way too hot, and they got turf. It's all turf too, so it's like, but no, it's worth it. It's worth it.
So you need like an extra jug of water for that factored in.
Man, it was like cold towel every second. So
Yeah.
yeah, it's
Just
good.
wondering how's spring training been so far and getting to just be around some of the major league guys for the last couple weeks?
Well, that's one of the parts that's just so cool. You know, seeing how guys who are, you know, at that level that everyone's striving for, go about their daily work. You know, even just, you know, talking in passing, it's like, you know, all right, what can I learn from these guys? Because, you know, obviously they did something right, and it wasn't too long ago that they were, you know, in the same spot as us. I, you know, I love this organization. So, coaches, you know, all the other staff, and then obviously the big league guys, like, spring training is a cool time of the year. It's
Yeah.
hectic, don't get me wrong. But just starting out, like, I feel like I've gained so much perspective just from my first full year last year. You know, that this year, like, I'm taking even more time to soak it all in.
Yeah. Was there anyone that you didn't get to connect with last year that you've been able to set some time aside for so far?
I don't think so. I mean, I was really, you know, I was cool with Dane Myers, you know, who just got the call up last year. He was, you know, in minor league camp, so seeing him get called up was super inspiring. And you know, it's cool to see a guy like that, who started off as, you know, a pitcher in the minor leagues, and bang, all of a sudden, you know, he's you know, playing center field in the show. And I got a chance to talk to him this year, and just kind of like, what different perspective have you gained? And he said some of the same stuff. Like, it's those guys who can slow it down, you know, who achieve at the highest level.
Yeah. I saw looking on social media too that you've come to camp a little slimmed down this year. Was wondering, is that something that the organization kind of asked of? Have you seen any you know, kind of positive or kind of how that's changed your game in the last couple of weeks?
Oh, absolutely. In terms of whether they asked for it, not really. You know, it was something towards the end of last year. I was just kind of feeling slow, sluggish. Wasn't feeling my best, and you know, I wasn't taking care of my diet the way I needed to. So I kind of assessed, you know, just a week into the off season, you know, what can I do to really improve and make sure that, you know, I'm ready for a full season. And it's one of those things where, hey, you know, can I drop 10 pounds, you know, lose some body fat, and then 10 pounds turn to 15, you know, 15, I ended up losing 30 pounds, you know, not even realizing, just trying to feel good, you know, hit the gym hard. And like I said, like really dialed in on the diet. And so far, like it's night and day, you know, the way I feel just in terms of athleticism, you know, the positions that my body's getting into, different ways that I can move and feel better on defense and just all facets of the game. Like I've seen big differences so far, so I'm not going to slow down with it. You know, it's not one of those things where you could just kind of take care of it and let it go. You know, I got to still hit it hard. So as I continue to do that, I'm expecting to still see some improvements.
Yeah. And if someone asks you, what would you say are the biggest strengths to your game?
I feel like for me as a hitter, I control the zone well. You know, I have a good approach, you know, that I trust in. I'm very confident in that. And that's one of those things where, you know, if you can feel confident in that, then, you know, you have a good chance every time you go up to the plate. You know, you're not going to have success every time, but if you can hone in on controlling the zone, having good discipline, then yeah, I feel just as confident in my abilities, you know, to keep improving.
Yeah. I was talking about earlier, just watching some of your college highlights and some of the home runs you hit at Mizzou. You know, I would not want to be a pitcher facing it.
Yeah. And that was one of those things, like I said, I mean, I'm trying to improve my body you know, I feel, like I said, I can control the zone well. You know, I feel like I can, you know, swing at the right pitches and do damage, you know, with the ones I get. But even more so now, just, you know, driving the ball properly, you know, whereas, you know, maybe in college or, you know, even a good chunk of last year, I can control the zone. I can hit pitches hard and, you know, hit them where I want to, but it's the practice of hitting it properly and doing that consistently. So now I can get more, you know, loft on the baseball and start jogging a little bit more.
Yeah. And with opening day just a couple weeks away, do you have any goals for the 2024 campaign?
Yeah. And just kind of bouncing off of that, it's one of those things where I want to drive the ball in the air consistently. You know, in my work so far, you know, I've had a good focus on that, working with different coaches and gaining all those perspectives. Just driving the ball in the air consistently is one of those things that, you know, I'm really excited to do more of this year.
They have two kind of non-baseball questions. First one is, if you weren't playing baseball, what do you think you'd be doing instead?
It's always a tough question for me because like my whole life has just been baseball, you know. It's just like I just love sports. Like even in my free time, I just turn on a game, like whether it's NBA, NFL, sometimes even hockey. But, you know, I was just like everything I've done has always kind of been centered around baseball. So I don't really know. I've always felt like I have a good way of always improving the mental side of the game. And in college, I was a psychology major. Not that I had a, you know, direct path that I was looking to follow. But it's one of those things where, yeah, the mental strength is such a huge part of what we as athletes do every day. So talking with different mental coaches and mental performance coaches, that's always been something that I've been interested in. But yeah, I can always see myself just being around the game.
Yeah. Now, I have a couple of friends that majored in that in college. I remember them just kind of telling me the class they took or kind of seeing the stuff they had to do. I was very impressed. I was like, I cannot imagine, you know, trying to go into someone's mind or some of the stuff that they went through.
Yeah, it's hard. It's not one of those things where I can, you know, directly think what you're thinking. But we all kind of have that one centralized, you know, mind where, you know, if you can tap into what you got to the best of your ability, you know, you're going to have success, not just athletically, everywhere.
And I think you probably had the best, or probably one of the best first jobs compared to most. I remember mine was working at Papa Juno's at 14, just as like the register guy, because I don't even let you touch the ovens until like you're 17 year old. Okay. So that was just a great summer. I know you were took photos for the Seahawks for 2018, 2019. I was wondering, what was that experience like? And do you have a favorite game or kind of a game that you worked out that stands out to you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So like you said, I was, you know, fortunate to get a job as a photographer's assistant. You know, I knew the head photographer for the Seahawks for years. And he came up to me my senior year of high school and he offered, hey, do you want to help me out, be on the sidelines? You know, you can get paid. And it was my first job, like you said. So I was basically out on the sideline for every home Seahawks game in that 18 and 19 season. You know, they didn't, you know, really ball out that season, you know, like you would kind of expect the Seahawks of, you know, those years to do. But in terms of a favorite game, yes, that's a great question, because specifically I remember it was Mahomes versus Russ, Sunday night football. And it was like, it was just like a different energy in that stadium. Obviously that place gets so loud, but seeing Mahomes go versus Russ, and I just remember I was locked in. I almost forgot I had a job to do because I was just like enamored as a fan, like, wow, like I'm really here, like, you know, feet away from, you know, these, you know, the greatest athletes in the world, you know, watching them do what they do. So I still think about that, and, you know, that kind of the greatness that, you know, they, what's the word I'm looking for, exuded, you know, and kind of put out there. And I still, you know, I still try and incorporate that, you know, into my game. I actually, you know, just working with the Seahawks, I got to, you know, meet Pete Carroll, Russell Wilson. And it's like, you see the culture within that organization, you know, at that time. And it was just, you could, it was something that you could feel, just talking to them. And, you know, I'm just a high school baseball player at the time. And, you know, it felt like they really cared, you know, about who you were and what you were trying to do. And, you know, if you can reciprocate that back to them, it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, there's something special here. So it's cool.
That's good. I would always get that impression on TV. And I feel like, especially for you, I mean, that was kind of like prime Russell, especially with what's happened a couple of years. Pretty good year to get that gig.
Yeah, you don't even realize, like, you watch it on TV and you get a little bit of a sense. But when you're actually there, it's like, whoa, like these guys are legit. So, yeah, it's cool. It's a good experience.
And my last one is, if you could pick out one baseball memory, whether it's from college or the minors, what's kind of one game or one memory that stands out to you?
One game or one memory. My senior year of high school, we played in the state championship, you know, and it was, I mean, we had been a close group. I mean, we had eight starting seniors out there. You know, and we played in this just crazy game, and the way it ended was just so special. And I think about that. And then, you know, just, I always think of my mom because she's been such a huge part of my career. And just being able to, you know, see her and see just the excitement. We shared this excitement, you know, the whole group, but just seeing my mom and sister, you know, in those moments is like, it's one of those things that just like, it gives you chills every time because it's like, this is why I do it. So, always think about my mom when it comes to that stuff. But in terms of one game, like that state championship, that's something we'll never forget.
Yeah. Have they made it down to Fort Myers yet at all?
Yeah, they've been out. They've been down here to Florida. It's a long trip, and you know, my sister's in high school right now. but yeah, they've been down a few times, and they even came to visit me in Beloit last year. So I always feel like I play better when they're there, you know, whether it's true or not. But it just like there's just something special about, you know, having your two most important people in your life, you know, watch you do one of your favorite things.